Park Life, Episode 2, Drew.
Exterior, Shettleston Road, near Big Mac's Cafe, Glasgow. Day. Jane walks along the opposite side of the street towards the police station. As she passes Big Mac's Cafe, she waves to Fiona, who has walked to the front of the cafe to clear a table. Fiona waves back, excited. Two male officers exit the police station.
Good morning.
Would be if we didn't have to get shots.
Jen reacts to the word shots. The two policemen drive off. Jen pensively enters the police station. Interior, police station, day.
Please, may I have a word with you?
Jen sits next to him.
I'm all yours.
I'm concerned about your father. The heart attack he suffered when your brother died. Jen, your father is not a well man.
Jen's body language becomes more defiant.
He has had no health checks for 5 years.
He's a grown man. He can look after himself.
I'm not sure he can.
Interior, shots, corridors, day. Mickey Dobson is being led by a guard to an interview room. Inside, the two officers from the police station steps sit at a table. Dobson enters.
Hello, Mickey, we'd like a word with you.
Interior, Big Mac's Cafe, day. Finishing taking an order, Fiona takes down the staff wanted sign in the window, walks back to the counter, pins the order up, and as she turns back to the front, Jen is standing there out of uniform.
Jen! Hi, sis.
Fiona runs from behind the counter and hugs Jen.
Hey, I got me a new boyfriend!
Oh, that's great. I'm really happy for you. But, is he here?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. I'll go and get him.
Jen waits. Fiona comes back out, ushering a confused Drew.
What are you doing?
This is Drew.
Jen's jaw drops.
Hello?
You made it then. Got the job, did you?
Yeah.
You two know each other?
Sort of. We need to talk.
They sit at an empty table.
What's going on?
You cannot go out with him.
Why not? What's going on?
He's bad news.
He's been really good news as it happens. For the cafe and for me and for Dad.
Look, I know you both need the help. And, well, it's why when I met Drew, I suggested he applied for the job. But now I'm not sure it was a good idea. And it's certainly not a good idea for you to go out with him.
Just because you haven't got a boyfriend.
Drew looks worried. Ravi is seen outside looking through the window. Jen spots him. He taps on the window, waves at her. She smiles back and nods. Fiona turns to spot him too.
That's that doctor guy who came in to see Dad. Is that what you actually came in for?
Interior, Drew's flat hallway, evening. Drew enters tired. There's TV on in another room. As he closes the door, the TV is muted.
Is that you? Where've you been all day? I've been calling you.
I've been at work.
Interior living room evening. Drew enters. His gran, an elderly woman, is sitting on a chair, telly on, sound off.
All right, gran.
You been out all day again, messing about instead of doing something useful.
Had you said I've been working?
Working? Is that what you call it?
I have been working. I've got a job. Well, I think I've still got a job.
She turns to see him better. He has tea stains on his hoodie and jeans.
You? Looking like that? Who'd employ you looking like that?
Drew walks out into the corridor.
And who'd talk to you looking like that?
I heard that.
You've been listening to a section from an original comedy drama TV script, Park Life, episode 2 by Adrian Aiken. Park Life was read by Holly McFarlane as PCSO Jen McDonald and Gran, Alex Stone as Dr. Ravi Dillon, Caitlin Fielding as Fiona, and Martin Sweeney as Drew. Adrian Aiken read for the officer, and the moderator was Graham Fox. This table read was recorded and produced by Adrian for Spotter, the creative talent community website, www.spotter.world.